Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. We return to Musicians in Movies Month with a film starring the prolific David Bowie. Bowie has had a pretty eventful film career. On top of delivering a career-defining performance as Jareth in Labyrinth, he's also had roles in Prestige, Basquiat, the Twin Peaks movie, and Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. But the film that started his acting career is the one we're looking at today, The Man Who Fell to Earth. Based on a sci-fi novel by Walter Tevis, The Man Who Fell to Earth tells of an alien, played by Bowie, who comes to Earth searching for water, in the process becoming a multi-millionaire and constructing a ship to go back to his home planet. But he has to deal with the growing greed of many other corporations, as well as the American government. Watching the movie, you may think it's just another artsy-fartsy production, but underneath the unique visuals, it's a very simple and solemn story. The Man Who Fell to Earth is a story about acceptance, really. Or at least, America's inability to accept. Bowie's character of Newton just wants water, something that the Earth is mostly made of, and yet because he is inherently different from everyone else, humans do their best to exploit and take advantage of him. Not just ruining his life, but his whole family's life. Not to say that Newton's carelessness wasn't a contributing factor, but it is mostly the fault of those who care about the politics of it all more than they do about helping people. And Bowie's performance does help show his desperation, but also his alienness. Even if Bowie couldn't act, it would work here because he's playing someone who wouldn't know human dialect. But Bowie is a good actor, and he is very good in the role. There's a reason why he's had as long a film career as he did. He's almost inhuman, and a delight in the role. A role which was originally pitched with author Michael Crichton in mind, as in the guy who wrote the Jurassic Park novel as Newton. Obviously, they went with the better choice, and Bowie does steal the show. However, he's not alone. He's joined by excellent performances from Rip Torn, Candy Clark, and Buck Henry. And while the three of them play very distinct and identifiable characters, it's Bowie who stands out. There's actually a scene early in the film where Newton meets his soon-to-be wife, Mary Lou, and they spend time together, which is edited in between scenes involving Rip Torn's character cheating on his wife. A nice little dichotomy of what the two characters are like. I cannot show it here though, because if there's one thing this film has an abundance of, it's nudity. So full disclosure for those going in. As for the rest of the visuals, the film is beautiful. The film was definitely ahead of its time when it came out. You'd probably think it's more like a sci-fi film made by A24 than it is from the 70s. But its amazing visuals and production design are truly out of this world and create a sort of dystopian feel towards it. As for the soundtrack of the film, well, there isn't really one. Ironically enough, there's no original songs by Bowie in the film. He did write some songs during production, but some of them were instead used in his album, Low. The music in the film, though, was coordinated by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. There's a couple of scenes in the film where Newton reminisces about his home planet. They have this very eerie-sounding electronic music behind it, which Phillips and director Nicholas Roeg enlisted the help of Desmond Briscoe to make, combining it with some whale noises. In fact, most of the visions seen in the movie were cut for the theatrical release. About 20 minutes of film were cut back then. But thankfully, in subsequent releases, the film has been fully restored in its 2-hour-and-20-minute adventurous glory. And reportedly, those 20 minutes that were cut included some very crucial scenes, which probably led to the film's lackluster response. Many critics did like the film when it came out, but it received the bulk of its popularity through cult status, and through Bowie's award-winning performance. He was nominated for a Hugo Award and won a Saturn Award for the role, two award ceremonies celebrating sci-fi productions. The film was also nominated for the Golden Bear, the highest prize given at the Berlin International Film Festival. Bowie's performance also led to him being cast in the previously mentioned Prestige by Christopher Nolan, who was a fan of the film. And on top of being considered one of the greatest sci-fi films of all time, The Man Who Fell to Earth has cemented itself in film history, and Bowie's star still shines bright 8 years after his passing. You can find The Man Who Fell to Earth on the Criterion channel, or check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.